All right, then, Ed, it is the Pro View. The Pro View is back. We've got Steve Warnock, we've got Paul Cope, and you've got me, and we're going to talk about the Reds, what's happening with the Reds, why we haven't scored a goal since the 8th of January, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Ooh. And my mic's going funny already. That's a good start, isn't it? We're just going to go with it. We're just going to roll with it. I can't be arse recording it again.
So, yeah, I mean, you call it the Pro View, isn't it, mate?
That's why it's the Pro View, mate. Yeah, absolutely professional all the way. Steve, that is the big thing that everyone's talking about, that, you know, all of a sudden now we've gone from, we kept saying Liverpool are still top despite X, X and X and X. All those X's seem to have caught up with Liverpool, and all of a sudden now we find ourselves potentially in a battle for a Champions League place rather than trying to win the league. And all of a sudden, City are odds-on favourites. Man United, a second favourite to Liverpool, have dipped significantly with the bookies. What do you make of it all, first of all? Just sort of first thoughts on what's happened last couple of games.
I think the big thing, I mean, there's no doubt that there's been a sort of a drop in form. I don't like singling people out, but I mean, I look at Firmino and just think he needs to come out of the team. He needs a break. I think you think of what he's done since Jurgen Klopp came into Liverpool. He's played pretty much every game, most minutes. He's never really the one who's sacrificed at all. I think when I look at Minamino, I think there's a lot of talk about he's not good enough, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. He's played one game at a time, or he's played 45 minutes or 60 minutes. And I think there's a case to give him some minutes, some more time. This is me personally as well. I've not like jumped on anyone else's bandwagon and thought, oh yeah, I really like that idea. I just think I've seen him play, obviously, more when he wasn't at Liverpool, and he brings an energy to a team in the way that they play. And I think we're not getting the best out of sort of that acquisition, that buy coming into the team.